In a letter to heads of departments and government entities, the Director General of Public Services and Administration, Professor Richard Levin, directs them to check social media accounts before hiring suitable candidates for government departments and entities. The question is this constitutional? Should a potential employer go through your social media accounts to establish whether or not you're a worthy candidate? Social media expert and social media lawyer Emma Sadler joins me now live on the line. Emma, thanks for giving us some of your time on the drive. I would have thought that government's a little bit late to this party, but it's been quite some time that corporates have been scouring through social media accounts to find out who's going on their payroll.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. You know, I think for me, it's almost got to the point in corporate South Africa of, you know, it's not a question of whether you are checking out potential employees online. I think if you don't, you're acting negligently. Because I think as soon as that person starts working for the company, then their online reputation is inextricably linked to the reputation of the company. And, you know, social media is forever. So I think that you've got to start looking after your online CV. And I think you've got to presume that when you apply for a job, that you are going to be checked out online. You know, and look, when I get a CV, the first thing I do is I Google you. And to be honest, I don't care if you're first in every class you've ever taken. If I don't like how you spell on Twitter, I'm not going to give you an interview, never mind a job. But this communique has gone down really badly on Twitter, and people are horrified and saying, how can you possibly do that? And this is unconstitutional, and surely people are allowed to express political views, etc. And I think that maybe there's a bit of a confusion in this circular, because it says it's further advised that departments request consent from the candidates for purpose of accessing their social media accounts. Now, for me, that almost sounds like you need to hand over some kind of password, or there's some kind of blurriness in what the message is.
Does it not give the impression that government really doesn't know how or understand how social media works? Certainly does to me. Well, but I suppose also what's at stake here is whether or not, you know, this will be used as a political tool. The argument being that government would search for certain political views before they hire you, and social media being an easy conduit to finding that out.
Well, that's absolutely the risk. You know, we've got the Employment Equity Act in South Africa, which prohibits employers from unfairly discriminating, either directly or indirectly, against a job applicant on the grounds of race or gender or pregnancy, marital status, HIV status, political opinion. You know, so that's historically, you know, when I went for an interview in the sort of pre-social media age, I couldn't be asked about those kind of things in the interview process. But now, if I Google somebody, it's a very quick look through their social media accounts. It's often very easy to tell what somebody's political views are, or whether they're pregnant, or what their sexual orientation is. So it's very difficult to guard against the employer coming across that information. And actually, I'm seeing international trends, Niklas, towards outsourcing the social media audit phase of recruitment. So you've got a CV as a potential employer, and you send that CV to a different agency, and you say, basically, check this person out online and tell me, can I hire the person or can I not hire the person? And that guards against you coming across information which would potentially influence your decision in the hiring process. But I think also, you know, we can't underestimate how many cases we've had in South Africa of government officials lying on their CVs. And we're living in a time of massive unemployment, and job seekers are desperate and sometimes willing to go to fraudulent lengths. I mean, we've seen it as high up as Claudia Matsuneng and Ellen Chabalala, both from the SABC. We saw Palo Jordan and that huge scandal where people lied about their qualifications. Now, just about everybody trying to enter the employment sector now would have a LinkedIn account.
Indeed. Emma Sadler, we're going to have to unfortunately leave it at that. Thank you so much for joining us on the 702 Drive.